Human Fly. There's little cramps. Anytime I can play the cramps, I'll play the cramps. And good reason for doing it, because we have folks here from Science on Screen who are going to be talking about, among other things, or maybe just mainly, eating bugs. Colette Costa's buzz. Here from Gold Town Nickelodeon. Hello. Ugh. Pat Ray's here from Alaska Robotics.
And
Joseph Simon.
Say hello.
Hello.
David George Gordon is our special guest here and is the special guest of Science on the Screen. Am I right?
It's great to be here.
Yes. Well, welcome. Welcome back to town.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Nice to be here in the winter.
Yeah. Yes, you were here in a beautiful.
That's right.
Beautiful May, June.
Went whale watching.
It was less windy.
Yes, it was. Right.
It was a different time then.
It was a different time.
That's right.
Well, welcome back to town. Hold on one second, Pat. I first want you to explain, or Colette or Pat, explain to us the program that has brought David to town.
That's entirely too complicated,
well,
Andy.
Well, just very briefly, maybe.
Wait, okay. Briefly, this is a wonderful program called Science on Screen. It is part of a national grant that is put out by the Coolidge Corner Theater in Boston, Massachusetts, and funded by the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation. Perhaps,
perhaps
you've heard of them.
Yes.
I always think if Alfred P. Sloan knew, he would be rolling over in his grave. And they put this together. They started this about 10, 15 years ago, and they provide grants to theaters across the U.S. to put on a series of films which pair up classic or cult or documentary films with somehow related scientific talks.
And what's fun about this that I love?
What do you love?
I love this because I got to be on the jump board for a while. And so I got to be a little bit heard behind the scenes. And what was very cool, and what Colette, you especially, were very adept at and very insistent on, was not to draw straight lines. You took really cool movies that people thought, I love that movie. And then you said, yeah, but have you ever thought about this, about that movie? And so what movie are you showing?
It's the Muppet movie.
The Muppet movie.
The Muppet movie.
That's right. Frogs eat bugs.
Bugs aren't for just for frogs anymore.
And the swamp and that whole scene.
Drain the
swamp.
Oh, no.
And so that's an awesome tie-in.
And this is the original 1979 Muppet movie as directed by James Brawley.
John Denver in this a lot?
No John Denver.
There's some amazing cameos,
The cameos are incredible. The cameos range from Telly Savalas
John
to
Lithgow?
Elliot Gould.
No.
To Richard Pryor, Steve Martin.
Yeah.
James Coburn for absolutely no reason.
Yes.
And you know what? What the heck?
And Big Bird.
Let's throw Orson Welles in there.
Yes.
Because why not?
Orson Welles is a Muppet. At that point in his life,
all the biggest stars that children loved in 1979,
Telly Savalas.
Like Milton Berle.
And it features the song of A Rainbow Connection.
Amen.
Yes, right, which is a lovely song. So an exciting opportunity to bring you into town. Tell me, let's turn now to your work and is this your work you do for a living, or is this an obsession that you have, or is it both?
I would say both.
Yeah.
Because I actually wrote a bug cookbook 22 years ago.
Wow.
So I was a little ahead of the curve on that one.
Okay.
And the book had 33 original recipes for cooking with everything from little termites and ants all the way up to big tarantula spiders and...
Okay.
And everything in between.
And I haven't seen what's in that box yet.
Yeah,
so
there's a
just,
box.
Please, Let's God, don't
a,
let it be a tarantula
picture here for the for the audience. There's a box on the counter that contains a food item that Andy Klein will be eating that we're very excited to share with him.
It's your normal-looking to-go box.
Name that to-go box.
It could just be a delicious
Live.
Sandwich.
It's Facebook Live on KRNN's Facebook.
Facebook Live.
This just in, folks.
Nice.
KRNN, Facebook Live.
Very good.
Right now.
So at any rate, after the book came out, I started getting requests to do cooking demonstrations. And at this point, I actually added it up. I've been to like 43 of the United States. This is my first cooking demonstration or show, whatever, in Alaska.
All right.
I'm super excited
about
that.
Well, that's really cool.
Maybe brings the total up to 44.
And
so.
I want to talk to you about a couple interesting things to me. Is that what you just said something earlier that is interesting, which is that you said I was maybe a little ahead of the curve.
That's right.
Because actually, this has become something that now is kind of being very seriously considered as an alternative cuisine as something that people are looking at, maybe not even an alternative, maybe even a base cuisine.
Well, I have to say, first of all, 80% of the world's cultures eat some kind of bug. And we're in that odd 20% as Northern European descendants that think it's weird.
Yeah.
So forget that.
I mean, I work at a brewery. We recently made a very, very experimental beer only within the brewery, but it had cricket powder in it.
Hops.
Yeah. Well, that's also there's plenty of powder, I'm sure.
So any rate, but
real cricket powder too. Yeah, also. Right. Also, more cricket powder than just what's in the hops.
Yeah, exactly. Well, in 2013, the Food and Agriculture Organization, that's a branch of the UN, came out with this 180-page report explaining why, with the world's population growing as rapidly as it is, that we're going to have to look for other sources of protein. We can't just rely on, you know, McDonald's hamburgers to feed another billion people that are going to be here.
Right.
So they were saying we need to start farming and consuming insects.
Mm-hmm.
This report really had enormous impact in 2013 and started a lot of young people with startups and cricket farms and all sorts of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We're hopefully going to be producing and distributing some energy bars at tomorrow's event. They're made from that cricket powder that you're referring to. Or cricket.
What
flour.
Are some of the most kind of hopeful bug crops out there? What are the ones that are sort of the staples that are really being developed?
Yeah, I would say leading the field right now are crickets, because we know how to farm those, if nothing else, for the pet trade.
Okay.
Same thing is true with mealworms.
Okay.
Your pet gecko may be eating those, but you can too.
Yes.
And then there are things like locusts, which have been around for forever. And in Europe, they're raising locusts. Farm-raised locusts, the official food of John the Baptist, if you've read the Bible.
Okay. If you've read the Bible, Andy.
I get it.
And amazingly, if you read the Old Testament, it says locusts are kosher.
Okay.
So you can be a devout Jew and still eat locusts.
Just have your fill.
All are welcome here.
Yeah.
But there's another one. I didn't bring them along because they're a little too small to transport. Black ants from China.
Okay.
They've been sold as medicine in China. I love this. They say it slows the aging process.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm 112 years old.
I couldn't. You don't look a day over 50. No,
that's right.
So, but you were ahead of the curve. So, what got you interested in this idea of bug eating?
You know, I like to write about fringe science. I've written 20 books.
Okay.
One of them was called The Complete Cockroach and had everything you could possibly want to know. And then some about cockroaches. While I worked on that, I also discovered there are a lot of people that raise cockroaches for food and for medicine, particularly in China. So, of course, that piqued my interest, and I started studying more and more and more. And pretty soon I said, there's a good book in here, but I'm going to make it a cookbook.
That's
how it all happened.
Well, that's wild. Okay, so the other thing I was going to ask is about cooking. You'd made a cookbook. Every time I've seen anything on bugs that have been eaten, it always seems like they're deep fried. It always seems like they're fried whatever, fried this, fried that. What are the different things that people haven't thought about when eating and preparing a delicious bug meal?
You know, when I wrote my book, I wanted to make sure that the bugs were obvious, not buried in sauces, you know, grasshopper gumbo or whatever.
Yeah, although that sounds amazing.
It is actually pretty good.
I knew you'd say that.
Yeah, right. How could I not? You know, if you notice, whenever
that's
they're talking about
crawfish.
Other cultures eating insects, they always go, it's considered a delicacy.
Yeah, that's right.
So at any rate, you could certainly, deep frying is an easy one. Hard to screw up.
But you can also make stir fries, baked
things, you name it.
It seems like the deep frying thing maybe takes a little of the ooh factor out because it just ends up just being crunchy or, you know, just ends, you can pretend like it's a French fry.
You know, I've discovered that if it's not looking back at you, it's easier to eat. So like putting something in tempura batter and then deep frying it, now you're not seeing the bug. You're seeing something that looks like a Cheeto, basically.
Yeah, right.
And it tastes really good and everyone's happy.
Okay.
You ready?
Well, we've gotten to this point in the interview.
That's right.
It feels like we've got to reveal what's in this box. And I have...
it's just a Cheeto.
I'm going to eat it.
Yeah,
no matter
just
what it
say,
is, I'm going to eat it.
It's just a Cheeto.
Okay.
And I appreciate your adventurous spirit.
I'm looking forward to it, actually. I want to see what
before
this
we
is
get
like.
Into this moment, I yes. want the money shot. I want to pitch the fact that this is a great
Colette?
Program for kids.
Okay, yeah.
Kids are more adventurous eaters than
well,
their parents.
It's the Muppet movie,
yeah,
number
right.
one. It's
that's
wonderful
right.
Who doesn't
for
want to
children.
Be like Kermit?
Yeah it's
right.
wonderful.
Exactly.
And then secondly, what kid doesn't eat bugs?
So I'm hoping your
Come
audience includes kids today.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So
okay.
what time's the thing? Let's
Yeah, let's do that real
so,
quick. Colette.
So we have our presentation is tomorrow,
Saturday, 4 p.m.
At 4 p.m. is our little presentation and samples and whatnot and a fascinating talk. The movie will be at 5 p.m. And also we're re-showing it at 9 p.m. Those are free screenings.
Yeah. How
the
much
whole
does,
thing
how
is
much
free.
Does that cost, Colette?
Well, it is F to the free,
hey,
baby.
That's right.
I'm the interviewer here. What are you
that's
doing?
Right,
Patrick?
Right.
Thank
I
you.
Just hijacked us. So
thank
come
you.
On.
All right. That's right.
Well, all right, David.
And I always like to say yeah. no one walks away from one of my talks hungry.
No.
So you can take that any way you
yeah,
want.
Yeah, that's
one
right.
way or the other.
Here you are, my friend.
We have a to-go box here.
All right.
That's right.
Well, as I reveal what this
boy.
Is, you tell me what this bug is as all I reveal.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Now, well, these are locusts.
What you're looking at
wow.
are farm-raised locusts.
Yeah, these are locusts.
From Israel.
They're, culture. Oh, God. They're
well, these are not free-range locusts?
It's looking right at me.
But before you eat this yeah. thing, I need to give you a little bit of advice, because not many of us have experience eating locusts.
Okay.
If you take that thing off the skewer.
Yeah.
And then, because it's on a nice little bamboo skewer.
Okay.
Then hold it by the wings.
Oh.
And then you can eat the entire bug.
It's got a
and
delivery
not
system.
The wings. The wings yes. are basically roughage, just like eating the candy bar wrapper. So you can throw those over your shoulder when
it's
you're done.
It's just got kind of a, I don't know, it's got kind of a grassy kind of.
You
maybe,
know, I'm
you
glad
know.
You used that expression because yeah. that's what I
aroma.
Think. They have almost like a shredded wheat-like
Sometimes
flavor.
You always hear that people say that a bug they eat tastes nutty or something like that, but.
I think that's bogus. When you
yeah.
think about how many different kinds of nuts there are.
Right, right.
What are we talking about? Brazil
nutty.
Nuts?
All right.
Yeah.
All right, here it goes,
all
folks.
Right.
We're doing this.
Bug appetit.
You going to join me,
oh,
Pat?
Oh, sure. I'll have one.
All right.
Come on.
Right.
Let's, you can film Andy. I'll
all right.
Eat, I'll
okay, here we go. It's going down the hatch.
Get
goes.
In there.
This
go
is going to be delicious.
Off tall, warlord. I'll get that crunch in there.
Oh, that's mm. right.
Mm. It is grassy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very grassy.
You are what you eat.
Mm-hmm.
A little aftertaste there.
No, you're not. Everything's cool. Everything's fine.
You know, it's on my resume. I made Conan O'Brien puke.
Oh, that's no. All right. Good for you.
This
what'd
is
you
true.
Feed him?
Sorry. Oh, I think he was eating a cockroach.
Oh, that's tough.
That was at the suggestion of his producer.
One, you know, we, especially in the West, okay, I guess, but just as human, we have an aversion to cockroaches, especially.
Oh,
so
I know.
Eating one is
I
love doing that in New York City. That's where people really go nuts.
Do you have a favorite? Do you have a favorite bug?
You know, I really like these things called wax worms, and they're actually little caterpillars. You can buy them to feed your pets.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Well, they eat the wax of a beehive, the honeycomb.
So they're sweet.
Yeah, here's somebody that's been eating beeswax and honey for its whole life.
Right.
What's not to like?
Could I get a glass of water, Scott?
Really?
Here, I'd be happy to share mine with you.
Do you want me to take over the interview?
I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
How are you? I'm pretty good. Just
I like waxworms, and I like deep-fried tarantula spiders.
No problem.
Really? Now, what's a deep-fried tarantula spider taste like?
You know, it tastes kind of like a soft-shell crab.
Really?
You
so
know, when
spiders
you to,
and crabs, you would think that spiders and crabs
yeah, right.
would have that
when you go to
similarity.
A sushi bar and they serve spider rolls,
uh-huh.
I go, what a jip. Where's the spider?
Is it literally kind of like, oh, my God, Colette Costa is really beside herself.
That's right.
How you doing there, Colette? Hang in there.
All
Hang
right.
in there. Are you okay?
It's so dry.
That's
yeah,
right.
It's very dry.
Bug food
oh,
of the
God,
Bible.
Can I get some dip?
It's like the cinnamon challenge.
Yeah, I think if I were actually serving these, I'd use like ranch dressing or something. It's a little something yeah. to zest them up. Because they're not seasoned at all at
yeah.
this stage.
Well, David, you did not disappoint.
Oh, good.
Let me tell you that. When I was told, we're going to have
the pressure
a guy
was
come
on.
In. You've met him before. Where he's coming in to feed
stick.
You bugs. I
That's
was like,
right.
okay.
Oh, you got a little one here.
That's right.
There.
I want to teach you before
yes.
I'm out of time here, the fancy
I
word for
a...
bug eating.
Okay.
Impress your friends. Entomophagy.
Entomophagy.
That's the fancy word that literally means insect eating.
Entomophagy.
So you can say, I engaged in entomophagy. And then when people say, oh, you say, yeah, I ate a bug.
Well, this is so awesome. I really appreciate it. Tell me how those, were those just simply baked?
Yeah, now I think they arrived this way. So I believe they're put into a food dryer or desiccator.
Okay.
And that's what they are.
No oil, no anything like that. Just untreated.
Bugs straight up.
Just a straight up bug.
That's right.
All right.
Good for you.
That's a salty bug.
That was good. I could eat more.
Salty.
Of those.
Did you get I didn't get a lot of salt.
I didn't get any sense of seasoning.
I was just thinking about salt.
Oh, okay. There you go. Salt, actually, I think.
I mean, maybe the bug ate salt before you ate it.
Usually I skewer those and I put a little bit of teriyaki sauce on
there. I could see
there.
Some soy or teriyaki or
some
something
hummus.
On there. It'd be
that's
excellent.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I like soy vey. I'll put in a little protein.
Ah, that's because it's kosher. Soy vey.
That's right.
Very good.
Made from sesame oil.
All right.
I think.
So your favorite bug's a tarantula type, and that really actually has a crab sort of.
Yeah, the legs. That's where all the muscle is in the legs of those guys.
And does the meat really have a consistency like crab meat?
Yeah, it's like white, stringy, just like crab meat.
Right. Yeah. You would think it would be. They're related.
You know, I singe off the hairs before I do anything with it. I freeze them. I defrost them. I singe off the hairs. I cut off the abdomen, which is just a fluid-filled sac.
Mm-hmm.
If you threw that in hot oil, it would explode, probably.
Okay.
So we don't want that.
Colette, you just...
Is that a TMI moment there?
I used to have a pet tarantula, and this is... I would have eaten
them. I have them,
terrible.
Too. You know what? If you name them, you don't eat them. That's the farm rule.
I would have eaten this one.
Right?
Are you interested in eating other things that we would consider bizarre besides bugs? I mean, are you reptiles, things like that? Or
you
are
know,
you just
I'm not,
really...
I'm not going around the world looking for fun things, unusual things to eat. Because we have so many choices right here in the United States.
Right.
So, no, I'm not eating those duck eggs, what do they call it, balut?
Oh, balut. Yeah.
With a baby duck in them? Oh, no, sorry, not for me.
My last question is, if someone is fascinated by this and wants to get into bug eating themselves, what bugs should they avoid and what bugs are safe, good bugs for them to eat if they want to go harvest bugs? Or do you think people should stay away from harvesting bugs?
Well, those are great questions. First of all, the bugs that you shouldn't eat go out of their way to tell you, don't eat me. They're bright colored.
Yeah.
A ladybug, for example, bright red with black spots.
Poisonous.
If you were tasty, you would want to hide, right? Blend in. So that's one thing to avoid. Avoid brightly colored bugs.
Okay.
Number two, about harvesting in the wild, avoid pesticides.
Oh.
And that, you know, in Juneau, I'm sure there are gardeners who are spraying their gardens with something.
Right.
So don't just nab a grasshopper this summer and think it's safe to eat.
Right. But so, slugs are probably pretty good to eat, right?
I've had those. They're okay.
Yeah. A little garlic, a little butter. Come on. Right.
That's right.
We got those big banana slugs here.
Ooh, now we're talking.
Yeah.
They taste like banana.
You know, someone sent me a
recipe. They're not safe in my yard anymore, man. I'm going to go out there.
Someone sent me a recipe for slug linguine. And at the end of the recipe, it says, if you can't find slugs, you can use clams. Yeah, I know.
Try this substitute. All right. David, George Gordon, thank you so much for coming in. Appreciate it. Thanks for – good to see you again. Pat Reyes, Colette Costa. Once again, it's Science on the Screen. It's about eating bugs, but it's also the Muppet movies. So the talk is Saturday at 4. The Muppet movie is going to play at 5 and then going to play again at 9.
It's a sing-along.
It's a sing-along. It's fun. The admission is...
after the REE.
Free, but donations are accepted to go towards Jump Society doing great stuff like this. Okay. And thanks to all of you for coming in.
Good job, Andy.
Thanks to Marion Call, who's also in the studio here.
All right.
Hi, Marion. Good to see you, too.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Thanks so much. High school smiles.